The Irish Times, election 2011.
Mary Minahan. Mr. Lenihan kicked off, and Mr. Lenihan said it was clear that an export-led recovery was underway. So he was really talking up the economy as best he could. He, in a sort of amusing aside, said the other burning issue was the bondholders, you know, and he obviously completely rejected the idea that we could unilaterally burn the bondholders. That was his summary. Then Joan Burton, who's his constituency colleague actually, was next to speak. Joan Burton said that we needed a responsible alternative to fiscal brutalism. She described, obviously, she's very anti the bank guarantee, and Labour is kind of continuing to treat their opposition to the bank guarantee as a kind of a trump card in the election. She described it as a wretched policy, and she said the bank crisis hasn't gone away, which of course we know. And then Fine Gael's Brian Hayes followed her, and he focused his remarks very much on the banks as well. He said we needed a third force in banking in this country, and that we needed to get the banks back into private ownership and lending again. To me, the story of this campaign is what's gone wrong with Labour's campaign. Obviously, they started off on a high. They erected posters that said Gilmore for Taoiseach. But the poll results now are showing that something has gone horribly wrong. They're stagnating. In fact, they're dropping slightly in the polls, which is a really bad result for them at this close juncture to the actual only poll that matters on election day. I sense a certain nervousness around the Labour campaign. Mr. Gilmore's Mr. Angry persona has been stripped away, and he hasn't been given an alternative persona to go forward with. There are lots of other misters he could be, apart from Mr. Angry. He could be Mr. Clever, he could be Mr. Compassionate, but really he's being none of those things. I sense a certain windiness around the campaign. They're just kind of unhappy with the way things are going, and rightly so. As you can see in the polls, things are not going well. On the other hand, Fine Gael, you didn't see any posters that said Kenny for Taoiseach. They have adopted a more modest approach throughout. Whenever Enda Kenny is questioned about whether or not he would like an overall majority, he just kicks that question to touch and says it's up to the people to decide, adopts a more modest tone, really, which is proving effective, I think. And the latest polls are showing us that Fine Gael could potentially have an overall majority, which is not something I would have felt comfortable saying last week at all. Or they could govern with like-minded independents, which obviously makes the Labour Party incredibly, incredibly nervous. And I think that came across a little bit, although it was quite a civilised event this morning. There was a little bit of tension between Joan Burton and Brian Hayes. Joan Burton is saying the public sector and the private sector war, in inverted commas, is in her view an irrelevancy when Ireland is a country that is fighting for its own survival. She actually says that the public sector and the private sector have a mutual dependence, really, in Ireland. That's a sort of unique thing to our economy. I think there she's kind of subtly going on the attack. Fine Gael are obviously trying to get rid of 30,000 public sector jobs. They've broken it down. 18,000 will be what they call voluntary redundancies, and then 12,000 will be what they describe in a rather unfortunate term as natural wastage or normal redundancies. Though Fine Gael have also managed to really successfully undercut Labour on taxes, and Michael Noonan there said last week that Labour was evolving into a high tax party. It's kind of become an unforgettable thing. Enda Kenny, launching Fine Gael's manifesto yesterday, said high taxes kill jobs. A bit of a George Bush moment there. They've pledged not to raise income tax, whereas Labour obviously have a different strategy. And as we get closer to the election, people just begin to look more at their own personal pay packets. They kind of think, can I take any more tax increases? And I think increasingly they're thinking, no, I can't. I've got this universal social charge. My wages are dropping. I just can't take any more. So maybe some people might call it selfish, some people might call it realistic, but I think that's what's being reflected in the opinion polls.